The foster care system is designed to provide recovery and protection for children in a broken family system, with the goal always to be reunification. My next guest is here with the results of a study that sought to examine just how New Jersey's foster care system is addressing this goal. She is the Assistant Director for Advocates for Children of New Jersey, Mary Coogan. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good to have you back here and talk about this. It's acnj.org. That's the website for the Advocates for Children of New Jersey, acnj.org. You can also download a PDF copy of the report, 7 pages, worthy of your time and attention if you are certainly a community leader and within the foster care system as well. And for just the focus of this report, Mary, what were some of the points that you're looking to really put a spotlight on?
We were putting a spotlight on visitation between children who are living in foster care and their families, whether it be with their parents or, in some cases, their brothers and sisters who might be in a different home. What we found is that while there is a positive trend in that the families are having more frequent visits, in many cases at least once a week, the quality of the visit needs to be looked at. And there are also some people who are still not getting regular visits at least on a weekly basis, or maybe they're only getting an hour a week. And in order to assure some type of quality in terms of the contact between the parent and the child, we need to look at the barriers to visits and also what's going on in the visit.
Now, when we use the term visit in the realm of foster care and the children and the parents, is the visit just merely quality time together? Are there expectations that the adults have to meet to prove that they're worthy of that eventual reunification? What are some of those parameters?
I would say it depends. So many of the visits are supervised, meaning they're either supervised by a caseworker or a staff person from the division, or they're supervised possibly by a therapist or some person with training in an effort to coach the parent on how to be more appropriate with their child, how to improve their interaction with their child, or maybe how to apply the skills they're learning in their parenting training, and that's all good. I don't think there's enough of that therapeutic environment in visits. And also, some people would argue that all visits don't need to be supervised. All children who are placed into foster care are placed there because the state has determined that the health or safety of the child is at risk if they stay at home. But sometimes it could be at risk because of the neglect of the living environment, or because maybe the parent has some type of mental limitation, but they wouldn't hurt their child. They just can't parent their child appropriately, and you might have a very young child. So that parent might be able to have a visit maybe at a relative's home. Or maybe there's some parents, as they're engaging in whatever program they need to attend, whether it be a drug or alcohol program or a parenting skills program, could have an expanded visitation schedule where it might be outside the supervision of the division, maybe in a park or in some type of school setting or in some type of public activity the child is in. And in some instances, the caregiver, the foster parent or resource parent, as we call them in New Jersey, might also be willing to let the parent come to their home where they could help the parent with the daily care of the child. You have to remember that many of these children are placed in foster care right from the hospital, so they are infants and toddlers. And some of these parents need to learn how to parent because they either never did, they never had, this is their first child, or they need to learn how to do it appropriately. And visits can be the conduit to show them that skill or let them work on that skill under the supervision of an experienced person.
So it becomes motivational as well as instructional for the parents, and depending on the age of the child, actually, obviously, with their awareness and ability to express how things are working, it gives them a greater hope that they're going to have a family once again.
Absolutely. And I think as far as motivation, a parent will be motivated if the visit goes well. And the visit will go well if they feel they're connecting with their child. So if their child is angry at them, or it's a very confining environment, or they feel like it's a very sterile environment and there's no real opportunity to interact with their child, they may get frustrated and just throw in the towel. A child may also be angry about the fact that they're in foster care, and a parent might need some coaching on how to talk to the child about why they're in foster care and to address that anger, because you want the child to have a positive experience as well. So some of the things that may be causing stress or if a child isn't transported by the same person to the visit each week. Or, as I said, the visit is in a very confining situation in an office, or the parent hasn't really been told what's been going on in the child's life, so they're not appropriately reacting to something that the child might be doing in school or the fact that the child might not be feeling well. And that's where we think it's important to engage the foster parent in planning the visits. Sometimes foster parents have multiple children in their homes, and they also have activities. So when visits get scheduled, which conflict with activities in the foster home on a regular basis, a child might be angry, understandably, that they've been told they can't go to some fun activity that was planned because they have to go to the division office to see their parent. Not that they don't want to see their parent, but they're angry about the timing.
Tara Mary Coogan, who is the Assistant Director for Advocates of for Children of New Jersey, acnj.org on the web. You are listening to Issues and Ideas. We're talking about a study entitled Family Visitation, Key to Safe Reunification for Children in Foster Care. You can also download a copy. It's only 7 pages at acnj.org. And again, you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, it's always great to see when statistics and certainly an issue like this, anything vital with our kids, are trending to the positive side, which is what's happening, at least according to this study. But to balance out the full view of everything, the standards which are being expected to have been met by organizations, courts, participants in the foster care system, the bar is set a little bit low. Some say that maybe the mandates or requirements or expectations should be, as the trends go up, those should be ratcheted up a bit.
Yes, we would agree. So we did a survey to which about 450 people responded, and these are people who are working in the child welfare system. So they could be caseworkers, foster parents, attorneys that represent the parent, the state, or the child, and also court volunteers. And what they told us really reinforced what was shared in a recent report by the Federal Monitor. As you know, New Jersey is under a court-ordered settlement to meet certain benchmarks. So the trend is up in that back in 2011, maybe only 35% of children were seeing their parents on a weekly basis, and the Monitor reported recently that they're close to meeting the 60% final target. Biweekly visitation is up around 78% to 80%. We would argue that you don't want a benchmark of 60%. You want it to be much higher. And also, the benchmark doesn't include the cases where the goal of the case has been changed from reunification to putting the child in an adoptive home. Even if the child's not going back to their parent, visits can be helpful in terms of a child maintaining some connections till the adoptive home is found, or even in terms of saying their goodbyes and really, easing out of the relationship with their parent. The good news is our survey said that the visitation issue is being raised more in court hearings. Appropriately, attorneys that are representing parents are asking for more visitation, more frequent visitation, unsupervised visitation, and we're hoping that the courts will pay more attention to this. So, again, in an effort to motivate the parent, if the parent is making progress, maybe we can increase their visits or make some of their visits unsupervised or make them on a weekend or in the evening. And there's actually been a visitation bench card that's been developed that has a decision tree attached to it, so you can be asking certain questions in an effort to make the most appropriate visitation plan or to modify the existing visitation plan.
And as you would expect, the report and the study also does have some recommendations. Probably one of the more outstanding ones, too, is how the DCF, Department of Children and Families, should establish a practice of more parent and sibling frequent visitations for infants and toddlers, as well as to, even if a idea or a goal of reunification is not present for the older children specifically, that there should still be some family connection as a means of nothing else, but just to reaffirm some sort of system of roots and being and heritage, I guess, would be the ideas there.
Yes, and also you could have family connection by the child visiting relatives. So sometimes, you know, the parent, because of some addiction, has sort of dropped out of the picture, but you still might have an aunt or a cousin or another relative that the child had a relationship with, especially older children, and you'd want to maintain that if you could, and hopefully work with that relative and the adoptive family so that even if, once the adoption is finalized, some relationship could be maintained. So in terms of the infants and toddlers, the research does indicate that infants and toddlers need more frequent visitation, hopefully 3 times a week. And that's in order to establish the bond. As I said earlier, many of these children are placed from the hospital or when they're very young, and the parent needs to try to maintain a healthy bond. So the parent might need some coaching, but needs more frequent time because the child is so young.
And it's a report entitled Family Visitation, Key to Safe Reunification for Children in Foster Care. You can download a copy, 7-page PDF, at the website for Advocates for Children of New Jersey. That's acnj.org. If you are a member of the community leadership and or part of the foster care system, parents in that system as well, it's very valuable information. It's nice to see, again, some work to do, some change to still be made, but the trends are going to, into a positive direction. That's an idea connected with anything to do with children. That obviously is a good thing. Again, it's acnj.org. She is the Assistant Director for Advocates for Children of New Jersey, Mary Coogan. Mary, thanks so much for the work that your organization always does to make sure that the right things are being done, and if not, then being fixed as quickly and fairly as possible, and for teaching all of us about the importance of what is out there, what is getting done, what needs to be done. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you, Chris, for helping us keep the public informed.